Today's a big day. It's funny. Oh, and you know what? I want to ask Yigal Siegel, our CFO. Some people find it hard to believe that two brothers could work as closely as we have. In fact, if you would have told us a number of decades ago that we'd be working this closely and enjoying it, we probably wouldn't have believed it. But I'm going to ask Rabbi Yigal Siegel to join me. Good morning to you, sir. Oh, I should say good afternoon to you, sir.
Good morning to you, Nachum.
Did you have your, don't tell me, what did he call it? Not iced coffee. What did they call it?
Ice cafe.
They do call it ice cafe. Yeah, the Siegel children have been touting its greatness for about 10 years, and I've never gotten into it. I've never had an ice cafe in Israel. I know. I'm not ready for Aliyah yet. I get it. I know. But I'm working on that. Trust me. Anyway, so I was going to start the show because I saw what happened overnight. I was going to start the show by saying that we are $19 away from 90% of our goal, which, by the way, for us is unprecedented to be this close, this early is unprecedented. We usually need at least a couple of extra days. But anyway, I was going to say we're $19 away, and then look what happened. Arthur Adler and Esther Schwartz, at some point between a quarter to six this morning and now, tossed in their donations, and now we are at 90% of our goal, which means we are under $18,000 away from our initial 5785 end of year 2024 fundraising goal. What do you think of that?
I think it's great.
You don't happen to have $18,000 lying around, do you?
No, but I think based on our history and the way things happened in the last couple of days, at least of campaign before a goal has been stated, as you have said, we're not necessarily ending the campaign on Friday, but we do want to reach our goal by Friday. So I think that our listeners will come through for us.
Yeah, well, we know they will, and we'll see what happens. But I will not only will I encourage people to give. We're going to have a couple of people on this morning, including yourself later on. We're going to be encouraging people to give, and even though we do welcome every amount, even $18 is to us a victory, especially when you have hundreds of donors like we do. Nonetheless, if you've waited till now, as the tradition always says, if you waited till now, you should be giving a lot more than 18. And I know I sound very much more like Yigal right now than Nahum, but this is Nahum saying it, that I can tell you. Simple as that. But this is not why I invited Yigal Siegel on the air on an early Thursday morning. This is not why. I invited him on because for the next historic moment of JM and the AM, the Nahum Siegel Network, and thank God, Baruch Hashem, my career, I needed him on with me, even though, again, we'll be speaking later this morning, please God. I needed him on with me for the official announcement. On Monday, when what I'm about to describe happened, I mentioned to everybody I saw, including my own family members, that this development, which just happened on Monday, is under wraps, is under embargo until Thursday morning. I actually told them Wednesday night because you know how things work these days, you know. You say you're going to announce something Thursday morning. You don't mind if it goes public Wednesday night. But anyway, so everybody's been keeping the secret. Everybody's been on the team, on our side of secret keepers. You as well, Yigal Siegel. You have been under your what you know has been under wraps for the last 48 hours.
Yes, I've kept my mouth shut now. I know it's hard for you to believe. But
today, this morning, we can announce. Today, this morning, we can announce, and there'll be more discussion.
Wait. Do we have a drum roll?
You know, it's funny. Yesterday, for obvious reasons, which will be obvious in a minute, I saw Matis, and as I walk into his house, the first thing I say to him is, Yigal's demanding a drum roll. He's very upset that he hasn't heard a drum roll in years. I don't know. Every time I search online for the right drum roll, I never find the R drum roll. I never find the one that was so effective, so incredible, and so amazing for all those years.
Oh, it was the greatest drum roll.
And I don't know. I just, for some reason, I've never been able to find a duplicate, so that's why we've been going without one all these years later. But anyway,
By the way, before you announce anything, just look at your WhatsApp for a second. At the right side of that picture I just sent you, it's very important. That Monday, this coming Monday.
This coming Monday. Let's see a photo.
This is from our friends who will be.
All right. So according
to before about whether it's ready
so,
or not.
So according to this, the answer to my question is 23. According to this.
Correct. Okay. According to that, correct.
That's pretty coincidental that we just got this.
No, we didn't get it. I searched for it. So.
What? You're a great you're a great investigator, and in a minute, people will know what we're talking about. All right, ladies and gentlemen, drum roll or not, the big announcement is that, as I said to Dr. Mark when I called him on Monday, I said, it's a book. It's not a boy. It's not a girl. It's a book. And the answer is yes, a book. Finally, after years of writing and editing with the amazing and incredible Yaffa Storch, and of course, the moment I left the printer, I went directly to her home to deliver it, because by God, not only was her professionalism incredible over this whole experience, her patience was amazing over this whole experience. And then, of course, our goal was to have this released by Pesach. We made that very clear during last year's fundraiser. I explained multiple times that the war and the fact that I had to write something about the war, I couldn't release a book at this time, with that, it just wouldn't look timely. And I finally got around to it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Then the brilliant graphic design of Jeremy Stayman and his staff. After all the brilliant editing by people like Yaffa Storch, Yigal Siegel, Matis Weingast, Stacy Siegel. I'm trying to think who else edited. The late Chava Willig Levy, a professional editor, in addition to her, who we had, in addition to her being a professional editor, another professional editor who we hired to handle this. Anybody else in the editing process, or that was it? I think that was it, right?
No, that was it.
And then finally to our friends who graciously printed this book for us. All this came together. And sure enough, I hold in my hands a book entitled 1.8 Million Minutes and Counting. Thank you, Shlaimi Ash. Thank you, Shlaimi Ash is not on the cover of the book. celebrating and contemplating my first 40 years in Jewish broadcasting. And for those of you who are who are familiar with stuff I've said about my career in the past, you're probably shocked that I use that expression of Jewish broadcasting. As I always say, I don't consider myself a Jewish broadcaster. I consider myself a broadcaster who does Jewish. But in this case, we felt it was the right way of putting it. Celebrating and contemplating my first 40 years in Jewish broadcasting, Nachum Siegel with Yaffa Storch. The book is not yet in any stores, but hopefully that will change in the next very short while, either right before or right after the Israel trip. But I will tell you, as we have said in the past, if you are a new donor, because obviously those who've given over the last year, 360 or more, trust me, the book's on its way to you. It's already been through the whole UPS, shipping label rigmarole. Obviously, this time of year may delay things a day or two, but it's on its way. And you'll have it in your hands, and it is autographed as promised, et cetera, et cetera. But obviously, one can make a donation and get the book at this time. That's obvious. And in addition, here's the big announcement that Yigal was just referring to when I said the number 23. On the 23rd of December, a paperback version, and it really is truly the only difference between what I'm holding and what's available online. Online is the paperback, and what I'm holding is, of course, the hardcover. Aside from that, there is no difference. Right, Yigal? I'm right about that, right?
I believe so, yeah.
On the 23rd of December, when we'll be in Israel, that's funny. I'll do this with, maybe I'll call into Avrami. I don't remember if Matis or Avrami are doing the Monday morning show. One of our amazing staff volunteers is, but maybe I'll call in Monday and make the big announcements. Anybody after the 23rd of December, you could literally just order the book online, have it delivered to you, and there you'll have it. So it's the first 40 years. Yigal has read the book, but he doesn't have it yet. I got to bring one of these for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You know,
I'm surprised that you have room with all the other stuff you're bringing.
I was just going to say, what a shame that I've taken all the suitcases and have already filled them up with all of the stuff that you ordered, and unfortunately, there's no room for a book for you. All right, I'll try to sneak. I really thought you'd find that funnier, but I'll try to sneak one in. I'll try to sneak one into one of the one. I'll try to sneak one into one of the satchels, as we say, to one of the valises, as we say. Anyway,
thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So that's the story. It is a look. I'm trying to think, in addition to you, I'm trying to think of who read it only this week. Obviously, the editors, including yourself, you know, read it many, many times. Some of my children read it this week. Good reviews from them, thank God. And I'm trying to think if anybody else has yet told me that they've...
Well, you delivered some copies over the last few days. Has anyone gotten back to you about whether they read it or not? They're waiting for Shabbos.
Delivered a bunch... to our, you know, large supporters and people who have been, you know, tremendous friends of ours through this whole 40 years, did that over the last couple of days. So, yes, I haven't heard back from them. But one person I did hear back from, one of my sister-in-laws called me last night and said that she's up to page 90 and is loving the book. It's a 200-page book, up to page 90 and is loving the book. So, there you go. There you go. We've got a good review already. Now I got to tell her to go online and toss in that comment. Anyway, so that's the story. The book is out and it's in my hands, and we'll try to get this, you know, to wherever we can as soon as possible.
Well, I just want to chime in. First of all, Kol HaKavod to you, because this is a project that we started literally, 17 years ago.
I think everyone is now in agreement that the project started in 2007.
Okay, so I got it right. 17 years ago. Okay.
Right.
And I do want to say that it was not an easy thing. I mean, it was hard for you, I think, in a lot of different ways to know what to put down on paper, what not to put down on paper, the messages you wanted to convey. I think you did a great job in terms of being able to, you know, crystallize everything you wanted to get across about your 40-year career. And despite the fact that it took you 40 years to write the book, but I do want to, besides all the people you thank, I mean, in addition, I just want to give my thanks to Yaffa Storch for she really did a lot of good stuff in this book and over a period of a long period of time. So
her professionalism.
Thank you, Yaffa.
Her professionalism is, you know, pretty amazing, frankly.
I know it's a little anticlimactic for me because I read the book probably 6 or 7 times total, with all the different things.
I wanted to just look up, as you're saying this, I wanted to look up, because I had a great line about Yaffa. She gets the first acknowledgement for obvious reasons. And I talk about her ability to, you know, chapter after chapter and how, you know, she was, you know, it's funny. The person who did call me yesterday, I just spoke about, said, "I hear your voice in the book." And I'm like, wow, this Yaffa, I said to her, I said, "This Yaffa Storch really..."
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, captured my voice, you know, like copped what I was all about, which is really cool. But here's what I wrote at the last sentence. "All these years later, when I proposed picking up this project again, I was not sure how she would react. Yaffa handled the entire years-long ordeal with great professionalism and enthusiasm, and for that, I am very grateful." And that, ladies and gentlemen, is an understatement. Boy, am I grateful. she could have had a very different attitude. Anyway, folks, the book is out, believe it or not. And if you're listening from Israel and you think you deserve a book, I'm likely bringing one to you. Although I don't know if the people in my Matmid account are going to agree with that. It depends how much leeway I have. Let's just say Yigal ordered a few too many things this trip. I just blame you for everything. Isn't this great?
Yeah, of course. It's really great.
He has to play along until he gets his delivery. Then he can yell at me. Then he can yell at me for calling about it in public. Anyway, the bottom line is, it's a book. 1.8 million minutes and counting. Shlomi Ash does, who's of course anybody who's a regular listener over the years knows how dear he is to this show and our friendship and my career. And he was the creative genius behind the title. And I guess a combination of him and Jeremy in terms of the cover of the book, which people really like, by the way, the 40-year-ago photo and the current photo. People like that.
Yeah, I think, I mean, really, Jeremy hit it out of the park, I think, really on his, pretty much on his first try. I mean, it was,
Remember,
really understood what you wanted to get across.
Remember, we had the image up already for last year's fundraiser, and I think outside of I think outside of misspelling Yaffa's name back then, I think it was all, you know, basically what we went with. And yes, we did make the correction before we released the book. Don't worry, folks. Anyway, so there you have
it. Said that to her. Make sure she's.
Oh yeah, she got a bunch of copies on Monday night. A bunch of copies, and a bottle of wine, I might add.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, and I got in major trouble with Hollander because he was upset that I was in the neighborhood and didn't drop off a book for him. I said, boy, since when do you rate? You know, like, come on. Anyway. Oh, and then the funniest, you know, I've always heard this from authors over the years, and it never registered till years into my interviewing process. What am I referring to? I'll mention something in an interview from the book, and the author has absolutely no idea what I'm talking about because they wrote the book a year before, or the draft was a year, and they just don't remember the story that I'm referring to, and they don't remember the episode or the incident, right? And I never, Yisrael Besser finally got me to cop this during one of my encounters with him, where obviously he, you know, takes his research and does remember everything and takes it all very seriously. But I brought up something that's in one of his books and he had no idea what it is. Like, he just didn't remember because, you know, certain things happen in the early process of writing a book. So on Monday night, I'm in Benjamin Siegel's home. As the oldest, he was the first child to get the book. Also, I knew he'd be able to keep a secret for a couple of days. And my daughter-in-law, my wonderful daughter-in-law, Kayla, is there. I'm just looking through this to find it. And she says, am I mentioned in the book? Or something like that. And it may have been as a joke, but I'm just, you know, like we were talking about the... And I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't think... I mentioned any of the in-law children. You know, I'm sure I mentioned the children.
No, I think you did.
Binyamin opens the book to the last page of the acknowledgments. He says, it says here to Kayla and Binyamin. I said, oh, thank God. Yeah. Thank God. I feel so much better now. So, anyway.
That I would have reminded you about that other thing.
So there you have it.
But, you know, it's funny because after 40 years, you think that just this morning I had a meeting with somebody, and I shared this with you by WhatsApp, but somebody, I won't mention last name because I didn't ask permission to share the story on the air, but how he told me that he was in Yeshiva Flatbush and he was on the basketball team, and how his mother every morning would listen on the trip that they made from Queens. I think they lived in Queens or Staten Island to Yeshiva Flatbush. They would listen to your show and you would mention his name when he was a high scorer in one of the games. And she still listening so many years later. With this young man married with older children and a couple of them serving in the army.
Wow.
So, you know, Baruch Hashem, that you've spanned a lot of generations, in fact. A lot of generations have been listening to you for a long time now.
Yigal's way of saying I'm an old man, but I do appreciate that very much, as you know. That's incredible.
That's not exactly what I meant.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is why when you say that we enjoy working together, that I pause for a minute before I agree.
Oh, come on. In the end, you love it, don't you?
Oh, every second, nah.
Had a feeling with those Amazon packages sitting in my house.
Especially with, hopefully my name is in the acknowledgments next to Kayla.
Ooh. Your name's in the acknowledgments, trust me. Avrami, do me a favor. When you do your first show from Israel next week, make sure to mention that Nahum would have joined you on the air, but he's still recovering from schlepping Yigal's boxes to Israel. Please, I'm begging you. Matis, call in. Matis just texted me with an unbelievable comment. I don't know. I took a great photo with Matis yesterday. I hope he posted it already. Matis, call me. Call my cell if you're out there. Matis wrote the following email. Yeah, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, good. I think Yoshua landed, but go ahead.
Oh, good. He wrote, it was pretty funny saying goodbye to him yesterday and telling him I'll see him Sunday night, but whatever. This world is nuts when you think about it. It's just such a small world. Matis wrote, reread 90% last night. Because remember, Matis did edit, but it's been a month or two since he's actually seen it. Reread 90% last night. Couldn't sleep. Great. 2 exclamation points. Loved the pictures. You know what's funny? One of my kids tells me about the photos and how they love them. And my first reaction was, you have to realize there are thousands of more. There's thousands of more. At which point someone said to me yesterday, and again, let's not joke about another book, but someone said to me, you know, you could just do a book of pictures with captions and people would love it. You know, in terms of your career, just literally just.
That's so funny that someone said that to you because, you know, most of the editing was done without pictures.
Right.
And then at the end, you know, you spent a lot of time. I mean, that's really what you spent a lot of time on in the last couple of months, with the pictures more than anything else. And as I was going through the pictures, I was saying, like, this is unbelievable because I know how many more pictures there are.
Right.
And you really can tell an entire history with these pictures.
You know who got a lot in office? You know, oh, that might be Matis. Yeah. 1 second.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hang on a second. Let's see if this works. I hope this works. Let's see. Hang on. Matis, you there?
I am here.
Hang on a second. I'm trying to figure out a way to get Yigal and you on at the same time. All right, I'm going to call both of you back in a second. Hang on. I literally have to call both of them. This is amazing. Yeah, so that was the, that was, and Yigal's right, that was the painstaking process, I think that's the way to put it, that I had. Everybody involved had a, Matis, hang on 1 second. Everybody involved had a painstaking process. That's an understatement. But my part that really dominated, I don't know, not the last couple of months, but a 2 month period over the summer, once you know the text was finished with the whole Israel piece, et cetera, et cetera. Once all that happened, the picture thing was pretty crazy. We have both Yigal Siegel and Matis Wine guest. Matis, that was some text. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You sound tired.
Matis. Hey, Yigal.
Matis,
Matis, where's the drum roll, Matis? Where's the drum roll, Matis?
I was thinking of going upstairs and pulling an old show if I had one on digital, but I don't think I have one on digital with that.
So. Matis, when I say you sound tired, you're supposed to say, obviously, I was up all night reading the book. Come on.
I finished like 90% again, but the pictures are great. I mean, it is so inspiring to have held this in my hands yesterday, and even now I have it in my hand right now, and it's just amazing. Nachum, and mazel tov to you.
Thank you. That is one of, you know, everybody has been just giving me such sincere mazel tov wishes. It's the greatest feeling. You know, people embark on and complete projects, and they, you know, sometimes you worry about the sarcastic or negative reaction to it. And this has only been so heartwarming and wonderful. And I can't thank you all enough. Thank you so much. And I hope as more and more people read it and have it, they'll appreciate it. Matis, I was just discussing with Yigal. I think this was the impetus why I wanted to get you on. That I think you and I spoke about it yesterday, that the thousands and thousands more of pictures and scans of letters and communications that, you know, we've gotten over the years, that in and of itself could be its own volume.
Oh, of course. You can set up an online site for that. And if people contribute, they can get the unlock code.
Yeah. But do people tend to share that or not?
I don't know. But I have to tell you that, you know, I've lived through a lot of these stories, obviously.
Oh, yes.
And Yigal, of course. But reading it the way I did yesterday, and I did read through most of it again, I felt that I was there, not just because I have lived it, but even trying to look at it as an outsider. It's written so beautifully, and the words you used and the descriptors, you feel like you're there. And I encourage everybody to get the book, obviously. And when you read it in a certain way. You said yesterday, oh, is it an autobiography? Does it count in that? And of course it is. But it's also a story. And when you read the different anecdotes and the different stories within it, read it as if you were there. Read it as if you are listening to Nachum Segal telling these stories. Anybody who's listened to you for any length of time knows your voice. Try to read it that way, and you'll see it's not just a story about, oh, you know, this family member and this anecdote. You are reading about a family. And that's the way the book should be read and thought of. And then you get into it, you immerse yourself into it, and it's like, oh, wow, what's happening next? And it just all fits in. It's really amazing.
I really appreciate that, Matis. And it's funny, a lot of these stories, yeah. As they were taking place, you were sitting in the studio during the doing the show. You know, like, it's funny.
Yeah.
You and so many others of our staff members, as so many different things were happening, especially the stuff that happened, you know, outside the studio, people like yourself were, you know, eavesdropping, so to speak, on what was going on. Yeah. And now you have even more of an inside look. You were saying, Egal, I'm sorry.
No, I, you know, because Matis was such a big part of the editing process. And it's so funny because I think at one point, Matis, you said to me that you, when you read the book as an editor, you read it one way. And now, you know, you're experiencing a different way. I can't wait to read the book now.
Exactly.
100%. I want to be able to read it like you are. It's right. Unbelievable what you just said.
Yep.
That's very funny.
I look forward to it.
That's very funny. You know who got tremendous nachas as he held the book and looked through it? And the reason is, of course, not only is he a close friend, but he has worked with Egal and I, with Egal and me, on projects like this in the past, some of which have been completed, others that have not. And I'm referring to Hananya Kramer, Egal. I handed him the book, and you should see how, you know, I gave him obviously an autographed copy with a big thank you to him. And, you know, he's obviously involved in so many video things that we've done over the years, including stuff that we're still, you know, that are still in the hopper. And he looked at it sort of like, you know, a hardcover of a video project. He loved the pictures and he loved the whole narrative, you know, so that was really nice.
Yeah, that's
when I got
that's
the opportunity.
What we're trying to accomplish with that. That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Wow, I'm glad you guys gave it to
me. And, you know, when people are reading this and have known over the years, Mark, and Mayor Weingarten, Mayor Fertig, the whole rest of the group. And you read these anecdotes and you read the stories with them as part of it. Again, you get that feeling that you're really there. You're just not reading a story. You're there, you know these people. It's a family gathering.
Yeah. Thank God it worked out the way it did.
Apparently somebody is gathering the morning trash, it sounds like.
Oh, I thought it was carolers. I wasn't sure what was
it's
going on.
It's so wild that these sounds that are so far away from me are picked up. It's so wild. Boy, I'll tell you, technology today. I'll never forget when we rebuilt the studios after the fire. So I said to ZK, we got to soundproof the studios. He says, soundproof the studios with the microphones the way they are now. They're not going to pick up anything that's ancillary. But obvious, meaning I'm making a point about the advancement of technology. In this case, the phones that are created today pick up everything. You know, so it's the opposite of that. But I'm just saying, like, it's so different now. You know, what do you need soundproofing for? You know,
if your ears can hear it, the phone will hear it.
Right, exactly. Which is unbelievable because that's not how it used to be. It's not how it used to be at all. Yeah. Anyway, that's the story. So, Matis, thank you, and thank you for everything. And I was able, thank God, to get a book to Mark yesterday. I actually left a voice note for Mayor Fertig. Hopefully, I'll see him later today at some point. With this trip coming up, it's going to be hard to do everything, but I really want to get the book to certain people, as you can imagine. And yes, every single person we've mentioned in this conversation has had a part in this story, which is finally in print. 1.8 million minutes and counting. Book available as a soft cover online starting December the 23rd. We'll update you as we get closer to that. Matis, what's your schedule? Because I was debating with myself on the air. Who's doing Monday? Who's doing Tuesday of next week? Do you know?
You know, I don't remember, actually.
Am I right that you're Monday, Wednesday? For some reason, I'm thinking you're Monday, Wednesday. I'm not sure. But anyway.
Wednesday is a definite. Because I have it on my calendar down here. Monday, I think, was still up in the air a little bit.
I'm wrong. You are Wednesday, but Avrami's Monday, Tuesday. You are Wednesday.
Okay.
But I just looked it up.
Thank you, Avrami.
Yeah, massive thank you to Avrami. And maybe I'll call in. Monday is the 23rd, so maybe I'll call in with Avram, and I will remind everybody that that's the day they can order the soft cover. If you're Dafka looking for the hard cover, be in touch with us, egal@nachumsiegel.com, or obviously any of the very easy methods to get a hold of any of us. And obviously, if it does get into a store in the next couple of days, and certainly after Hanukkah, maybe it'll make it into the Sfarim sale in February at YU. Who knows? We're going to pitch that to them. That would be a good one. We're going to try to do that, which would be an amazing kickoff. This could be like a soft opening, and that could be a real opening. We'll see if that works. I'm really revealing too much on the air. But you know, as the hardcover gets in different places, if you Dafka want the hardcover, then obviously we'll tell you how to get that. Yeah. All right. Matis, thank you. Yigal, thank you. Mazel tov. Thank God.
Thank you, Nach.
Thank God it's out. Yes, thank God. He deserves all the credit in the world. JM in the AM on this historic Thursday morning broadcast. That's right. I call it historic. With the brand new book out, 1.8 million minutes and counting, celebrating and contemplating my first 40 years in Jewish broadcasting. If you were part of the fundraiser last year, which is, of course, when we promised you the book, then it's already on its way to you, so fear not. And again, if you want to check in with anything, be in touch with me, Egal, anybody, we'll get you up to date. We'd love to get this into as many hands as possible, as soon as possible. And if you are in Israel, then, and again, you know, we can't bring that many, but we're going to try to bring as many as possible. Then we will try to do that for our listeners and supporters there. All right, JM in the AM. Good morning, welcome. More coming up. This is from Eitan Freilich. Thanks for tuning in to JM in the AM.